Moses met God in a tent. And you could tell the presence of God was in the tent. All the other people looked at the tent and they could see smoke coming out of it. Look very carefully. Keep looking. Keep looking. Okay. It does work sometimes, honestly. But that's technology. Now then, anybody who's primary school age, you can do much better than that, because here and here and upstairs, there are some pictures of a tent with the cloud above it. But it's looking quite boring at the moment. God's name means he is with us. So on those, get yourself one of these, but put stickers on it or put glitter on it. Get what you need, take it back to your seat and make this look fantastic. Excellent. Excellent. You stay there if you want or take it away with you. I don't mind. But Moses was talking to God in the tent of meeting here. Moses had talked to God in the burning bush when God sent him to lead the people out of slavery. He talked to God on the mountain when he got the Ten Commandments from God. Now, they've just had to face the golden calf situation. Moses was not happy about that, neither was God. And God and Moses are having these conversations in the tent. The conversations between God and Moses, whenever they are, all seem to go the same sort of way, I've got to tell you. God, this is my plan for you now, Moses. Moses, but I can't do that. I'm a nervous person. I need help. God, I know you need help, and I'm here to help you. But what about when I get out of here? I can't go out there on my own. I can't face them all on my own. Moses, you can trust me, because I know your name and you know my name. We know names are important. Doesn't it feel good when people remember our name? Doesn't it feel embarrassing when we forget other people's names? But to God, it's even more significant. God's saying, I promise never to leave you alone. And you can be sure I will keep my promise, because I know your name and I've told everybody, I've told you my name. It is still true. Not what you wear. I've got a fabulous pilgrimage t-shirt from last week, but that didn't make me sure God was with me. I've got last year's Holiday Club shirt, and I'm very soon going to be able to tell you. This year's Adventure Cruise t-shirt is fantastic. Even if you wear fantastic vicar clothes or curate clothes like Herbert, it's not the clothes that you wear that makes you sure that God is with you. Even singing with this amazing band, and they're fantastic, that doesn't make you sure God's with you. We can be sure God is with us because he said so, and he keeps his word. And he knows every one of our names, and we know his name. That wasn't just true at the time of Moses. It is still true that it's not the clothes you wear, it's not the songs you know. It's God's presence. We've kind of translated this into a modern day situation. This is another way of explaining it.
My dad's given me a ticket to a Charlton. I haven't been to a Charlton game in so long. They're going to know I'm going to stick out. They know I'm going to be a fake, Elizabeth. What am I going to do? I'm so nervous. This isn't going to work. I can't go. What am I going to do?
I could give you some Charlton stuff.
What, like to wear and stuff?
Yeah.
That might help. I could blend in that way, yeah. Like camouflage. What have you got?
You can have this shirt.
You've got my name on it. Right, okay. Yeah, no, this isn't enough.
A hat?
Yeah, no. Woolly hat and free time, that's going to work. No, no, it's not going to work.
Scarf?
It's good, but no, it doesn't feel right. It's not winter.
You can have another one.
Another scarf? Okay.
A mug?
Still not fit. A mug? Yeah, no, when I'm drinking my tea at the game, if that happens, I don't know.
And a flag.
Okay. No, I think we've overdone it now. No, nobody dresses like this at a Charlton match. What am I going to do?
I could teach a song.
A song?
Yeah.
What's the song?
It starts, When the Red, Red Robin.
Okay. When the Red, Red Pigeon?
No, Robin.
Robin. When the Red, Red Robin...
Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing.
Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing. Who's Bob? No, that's not going to work. I won't remember all of that. That's really complicated. Oh, I can't do this. Elizabeth, I can't do this. I'm going to stand out. They're going to know. And they take it really seriously down at Charlton. They chuck anyone out who's not a Charlton fan. What am I going to do? I can't. I'm just not going to go. That's it. I can't do it.
Mason!
Oh, hi, Matt. I'm thinking about it.
You look great. You look really,
really?
Good. Yeah, look. I tell you what, come along with me. You're fine, yeah. Look, come along with me. I'll look after you. I'll be with you by time.
Okay.
We learnt a bit more about the meaning of names in Benny's competition. Moses learnt God's name and what it means when God spoke to him from the burning bush. God told Moses that his name is Yahweh, which sort of means I am what I am, which doesn't make much sense until you find out what that means. And what that means is incredibly important to me, and I think it is to lots of us. It means that God is always there. Am means yesterday, today, forever. There's no difference between Moses' time, our time, and the future. God is with us, full stop. But it's also an active verb. God's not just there in a tent. God is for us. He's creating, he's saving, he's helping. He's with us and active, helping, whatever our situation, whether it's good, bad, whatever, he's there. There are lots of examples in the Bible of God knowing people's names, just to convince us that he really does know every one of our names. So when he called Moses in the first place, he didn't say, "Hey, you with the sheep, come over here." He said, "Moses." And it carries on in the New Testament. Jesus didn't say, "Hey, you up a tree, come down here." He said, "Zacchaeus," using his name. And we can be sure it is still true. Whatever our name means, God knows it. He knows us. It says in John, "The shepherd of the sheep calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Finally, I'm keeping to this promise of being on time. Finally, I think it's really important that God does not say to Moses, "Stick in the tent, and I'll be with you." He says, "Go. You've got to lead the people on the next stage of their journey. You've got to go to school. You've got to do whatever you've got to do this week. Go and do whatever it is you do. And I will go with you." I want to finish with us all reading together a bit of Isaiah that I think really fixed this in my brain, and I hope it will with yours, because God knows my name. God knows everybody's name. We know his, and it's because of that that we know he really, really is with us all through next week and beyond. Let's read together, and I've seen some fantastic small readers over there. They're very good at the hymns, so that if you can read at all, have a go at it. Let's do the first words are, "Do not fear," and we can all do that together. So let's read together Isaiah 43. "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour." Thank you. And God doesn't change. Yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to sing that.